Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the On Tap podcast. We have our good friend Money Junkie in here for another edition, the second version of Rapper versus Redneck. Money Junkie, what's going on, man?
Hey, how does Mexican Money Junkie, man? I appreciate you guys having me today, man. I'm blessed to be here. Blessed to see another day, man. Thanks to God, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Heard that. I just have to compliment you on your outfit right now. Do you have a stylist or are you dressing yourself? Because you look fly as hell right now.
I appreciate it. I had to get fly for the On Tap, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't got no stylist, but shit, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, you want to style me, hit me up.
Yeah, okay. So are you familiar with the Rapper versus Redneck game? So what we do is we set you up with questions that are more geared towards Mitch's lifestyle, and we set Mitch up with questions that are more geared towards your lifestyle, and then we add them up and we score them. So if you answer a question wrong, Mitch has the opportunity to steal it and get half of the points that it's worth. Sam, are you able to keep track?
Yes, sir. I've got a template ready to go.
Let's get going.
I'm ready.
All right. So if you get the question right, you're going to hear this. If you get the question, if you get the question right, you're going to hear a ding. If you get the question wrong, you're going to hear buzz.
And if I believe I have this right, it's 100 points if you get it correct, and then the 50 points steal.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, you can steal too. If I get my question wrong and you know the answer, you can steal it from me. Then vice versa.
All right, are you ready for round one?
All right, man, let's get it.
Okay.
Let's give him a layup right away.
A layup right away. Okay, Money Junkie. Male deer is called a buck. A female deer is called a what?
Now, don't overthink it. I'm serious.
Something tells me you're not a big deer hunter.
I would overthink it.
No. Y'all got me out of my element. A deer.
Oh, dude.
It's a doe. Shit, I didn't give Mitch the opportunity to steal.
I was gonna get it anyways. But we don't have to give you the points for it if you don't want me to.
Don't
but
give Mitch the points.
I was gonna get it.
Hey, that's crazy.
A female deer is a doe.
Oh, a doe.
Yeah. Okay, so, we'll get it on the next
one. So, Bambi's mom would be a doe.
Okay, Mitch, here's a nice, easy layup for round one for you. What three colors are on the Mexican flag?
Oh, damn, the Mexican flag's in here. Yes, dude. Green, white, and red, baby.
Hey, hey, everybody gonna know what color the Mexican flag is because of Money Junkie.
Hey, shout out.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out what?
I think I want
to shout out on the tap podcast.
I thought I just cut you off. I was like, oh, shut up.
No,
sorry.
I did.
I think I would have got that one if the flag wasn't sitting on the table. Just so it could, I think I had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
That's probably the only other flag I know besides the American flag. Anywhere else, I'd have been like,
These are my three favorite colors and shit, so it's crazy.
Hell yeah.
That's a good coincidence, actually. Okay, second one. What is the proper name for a popular Midwestern casserole dish that contains meat, cheese, soup, and is topped with fried potato bites?
I feel like I know this.
If you don't got it, I got it locked in the bank. So you better get it because these are easy points for me.
Think of Midwest staple, very white dish. Something that you'd expect to.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's a hot dish.
With potatoes on top of it?
Potatoes on top of it.
Fried potatoes, a style.
Fried potatoes. I should know this, bro.
You're close. I can feel it.
Hash brown.
No.
That would be tater tot hot dish.
It is tater tot hot dish.
That's crazy. That's a Midwest thing?
Oh, yeah. That's only Midwestern.
You know Mitch's small town white family had a lot.
Oh, my God. My grandma made the meanest tater tot hot dish on earth.
My wife made tater tot hot dish this morning. I should have brought some for you. I should have brought some for you.
Have I been missing out?
Oh, dude, it's fire.
Oh, dude, you got to get on
it's so
that
good.
Tater tot hot dish.
Okay, Mitch, what clothing brand is known for their limited item drops, red and white logo, and high ticket items?
Fuck, you guys really aren't going to like me on this one. You give me the easy questions. That's Supreme.
Damn.
I got these
ones. He's right.
You had a Supreme bag when you walked in.
I figured he'd say Carhartt or some shit.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
So how many points? What's the points like?
I don't know. Sam's keeps
so score. Mitch. Right now, Mitch has 250. I want to also give a disclaimer for you. It is much easier for us country bumpkins to come up with redneck questions. We really
Y'all
struggle.
Damn you, send me up for failure.
we really struggle with the city so questions.
I'm learning.
Absolutely, yeah, dude. That's the beauty of it. We want to open some eyes. We want to share some of our country knowledge.
It's beautiful. It's two cultures coming together. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm saying it's beautiful. I appreciate it.
Heard that. Okay, are you ready for the third question?
Yeah.
What color is off-road diesel fuel?
You guys have some bangers in here.
Is it clear?
No, it is not.
What is it?
Off-road diesel fuel is red. Running the red juice.
You know, Mitch.
Breaking the law.
What does that fuel look like?
So like regular diesel that you put in a truck is like a light, like greenish tint. And then there's off-road diesel, which is like, it's less filtered and shit. And you run it in like equipment, but you're not allowed to use it on the highway.
It's not that it's less filtered. It's more to do with what it costs to get it.
Yeah. It's non-taxed. Yeah, yeah. So like guys will illegally run it in their vehicles, you know, and then.
But it works.
It does work. Yeah.
But it dyes your gas tank so that if there's suspicion of you doing it, they can check and see that it's red, and then your ass is in some real trouble.
Yeah, because you didn't pay taxes on that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And people be doing it all the time.
The gas. They got the plug on the gas. All the tail got the motherfucking plug.
All right, Mitch, third question. What famous rapper is known for releasing an album titled Through the Wire, where they recorded the whole album with their jaw actually wired shut?
Oh, my God.
That's a crazy question.
This is the... Okay. Oh, fuck. I feel like I know the rapper's face, but I don't know...
Then I'm going to guess you don't know this.
Then one. I don't know. Well, no. The only one that I would even kind of guess is Stitches, but that's a tattoo. It's not a wire.
Nope. Money Junkie?
Money Junkie to
would
steal.
You like to steal?
Nah, I don't even got no clue.
Kanye. I thought that was kind of a layup.
What year
was that?
Actually his first album.
I don't even know what year.
When he was making his first album, he got in that car accident where he broke his jaw, so they had to wire it shut, and he finished the album with a fucked up jaw. And yeah, the whole song, it's called Through the Wire. It's recorded with his jaw fucking wired shut, dude. It's crazy.
I should have been able to guess that. Now looking back on it, I'm pretty mad that I didn't get it right. I should have been able to figure that one out.
All right, Money Junkie. Here's a nice one. We're going to bring you to the farmlands for this one.
Bring me to the farmlands.
How many times a day do dairy farmers milk their cows?
Three.
Fuck, dude. I really had you on that one.
Damn. It's two.
Two?
It's two.
Mitch slow bumpkin ass.
One in the morning,
ass.
One tonight.
Mitch stole
that.
You
got to get up real early, too.
Wait, yep. So you stole it?
Yeah, I stole it.
Have you spend much time on a farm?
I ain't spend not much.
Have you ever been out on a farm?
Well, I have when I was younger, you know, but no, not recently.
Damn, dude, we got to take you out to the farm, man.
I'm telling you, man, y'all got the country out here.
I've never been out to a dairy farm, to be fair.
We got to get you on a horse with that hat.
Dude, you ever rode a horse?
Yeah, I have.
I was going to say, I can track us down a horse to ride.
I've never rode a horse either.
You never have?
Nope. I've never rode a horse. I've never been on a dairy farm.
I feel like that's more redneck, though.
Y'all be having horses over here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got Amish.
A lot of people got
my
horses.
My buddy is neighbors with Amish people. No shit, dude.
I lived like a mile down the road from the Amish growing up, and them motherfuckers, when it would snow out, they would pull someone behind the buggy on skis in the ditch, and they'd ride in the ditch on fucking, like, cross country. No, people, like, pulling behind the cart, like, water skiing, but on fucking snow. They're wild, dude.
Dude, crazy shit.
They're wild.
No
fuckers.
Electricity, nothing.
All right, Mitch, are you ready for your fourth question?
I don't know. I got thrown off by the Kanye one, but yeah, give it to me.
Okay. What popular sunglasses brand, whose name starts with a P, is known for a square front lens and thick arms? Actually, Money Junkie's wearing them right now.
I still wouldn't know.
I'm not, but.
Dude, that's a crazy question. I have no fucking idea.
Hit him with the
I have no idea.
Prada.
My man. Woo!
He's on
Honey
the
Junkie
board.
With a steal.
I would have never guessed that.
He's on the board.
How many,
boys.
How many points is a steal?
Yeah, that was the
you
end of round
you
one.
You got 50 points for that one. Oh,
that was the
that
end of round one. The rest of the
That's
questions.
That's round one?
That's round one. Right, the rest of the questions are going to be 200 right, points now.
We got 10 points. Questions total, so five more then?
Six more questions.
All right.
Okay.
That was a good warm up.
This one's going to be a little bit harder.
No, I just got that. I got that tits and beer koozie.
That's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, actually, we do have some THC drinks if you want one.
Oh, yeah. All right.
One of those THC beers, you know?
Yeah. They hit. They're good.
Good job, for real.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, okay, are you ready for the first question of second round here, Money Junkie?
Yes, let's get it going.
Okay. During waterfowl hunting season here in Minnesota, you're required to have a plug in your gun that allows you to only carry how many shells in your shotgun?
You guys are fucked up, dude. These
trying,
are hard questions.
I ain't trying to interfere, but it might be the same answer you said for the cows.
Oh, damn.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all thinking me some hard ass questions.
Dude, that's a fucked up question. I know them too as the fucked up. I like feel bad for stealing them, but like them are fucked up
trust
questions.
Me,
like,
Money right, Junkie, right, whatever right, you on, answered for it's, the cows.
It's three.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He's on the board.
What I got now?
150. Yeah. All right, my man making that comeback.
Wait, so, that was 200.
Oh, that was 200.
Yeah, second round. Second round. These are worth 200 now.
We had 250.
All right, man. What you got?
Mitch had 500.
I have 500.
Oh, halfway. All right,
come on. All right, Mitch. Round two, question one. Famous Minnesota music venue First Avenue is known for having what painted on the outside of the building?
I've never been to First Avenue. You know that. I got 7th Street entry last time because I got lucky and you guys were talking about it before the episode. I've never been there. I have no idea.
You should know what it looks like without being there because it's no, it's they say it in songs. Money Junkie, would you like to steal?
I think I know. I'm not sure.
What's painted on the outside of it? What shapes?
Oh, it's some stars.
Yeah, that's 100.
I'm a superstar. Stop playing with that boy.
Money Junkie really coming back, dude.
How the fuck we coming, man?
He's on his way back up right now.
350 to 500 now.
Yeah, no, it's 450. He is 200.
No, that was a steal, so we got
100.
Oh,
yeah, my bad.
All right. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, these last couple for round two and round three, they're kind of heavy hitters. I don't expect you to know this. A small, versatile piece of heavy equipment with two hydraulic lift arms that can be used with a variety of attachments, including augers, buckets, and brush hogs, commonly used in construction and farming.
Dude, these fuckers are mean. That's mean, dude. That's a fucking... But it's like such... For me, like... Cakewalk.
And you
like,
got that redneck, dude.
As soon as you said auger, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I honestly have no clue what
that would be. The skid loader or the skiddy, as some would call it.
Yeah, he's got it right. We should have done these actually that Mitch maybe might not know, you know, if he did steal.
Yeah.
We need
but
to
dude,
rephrase
he's way
these
more
for
redneck than us, so it's hard for him. I can't out redneck a redneck.
You can't ask these kids to your question. I wear one every day.
okay. Mitch.
Yeah.
We're going to go into more basketball. Money Junkie's buddies let me know that he's into basketball a little bit. So we wanted to frame up some basketball questions. This one is going to be a little bit of a more hard-hitting one for you, and I don't expect you to know
this.
They're
going to fuck me here too, because I'm completely, I know nothing about basketball.
I didn't know where the Timberwolves play.
I lived in Minnesota my whole life. I have no fucking idea.
That right there is crazy.
So in the 2024 season, what player on the Minnesota Timberwolves has the highest points per game average?
Dude. You guys are good. Dude, I might actually get like fucking shit on for this. I don't even think I can name a Timberwolves player.
We should name that. That would have been a great question. Name one NBA player. I don't think I could.
I know NBA players, but I don't know one Timberwolves player.
Money Junkie, I know you got this, dude. He just dunked on John Collins the other day. Yeah. Beauty of a dunk. The next Michael Jordan, dude. Yeah. Baby Michael Jordan, I know you have it.
Clock's ticking. The points are waiting.
Man, I don't even know his name off the top of my head.
Nickname is Ant.
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, hit him with the thing.
Is that the guy who's dating Kim K's friend?
I don't know. That's some real clout, though.
That's impressive if he is.
Dude, Anthony Edwards has been lighting up, dude. Shout out Ant.
Okay, We're in the start of round three. Sam, what are the points right now?
Right now, we're looking at Money Junkie 450, Mitch 600. So we got a pretty close race right now.
Okay.
All right, man, sounds good.
Money Junkie, this question is going to be worth 300 points. When having a good old-fashioned bonfire, which of these three types of wood burn the fastest and the hottest? Oak, pine, or maple?
I'm going to go with maple.
Damn, dude.
It was a good guess, though.
Shout out the Boy Scouts of America. That'd be pine wood.
Fucking right, dude.
Pine burns.
Sell that popcorn, dude.
Pine City. I should have knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know. So what's the points at right now?
Oh, shit. That's 750 to 450. Oh, okay. Mitch is up.
Damn. Mitch, start of round three. What luxury vehicle has the nickname Ghost?
Oh, Rolls Royce Wraith. No, hold on. Yeah, Rolls Royce Wraith. What?
Ooh. Money Junkie with the steel.
What was the question?
What luxury vehicle has the nickname Ghost?
Oh, that Phantom. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck! Money I'm an Junkie idiot. I should have known that.
I feel like Danny Phantom right now.
Damn it, dude.
All right. Money Junkie 600.
Yo, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Dude. That show slaps.
I should have just left it at Rolls Royce.
I used to play a video game with Danny Phantom, bro. When I used to play as Danny Phantom, I thought I was so cool, bro. Like, it was crazy.
Like a Danny Phantom video game?
Yeah, Nickelodeon video game.
Dude.
I've never even heard of that.
That's crazy.
You PS2. Seen the show?
Yeah, I saw
Danny
the show.
Danny Phantom slaps.
Loved the show. All right. Money Junkie, last question for round three. The Power Stroke diesel engine is commonly put in what brand of truck?
Ford.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Let's go.
Money Junkie takes the lead at 900.
Let's go.
900
hey,
to 750. Lead,
on, 750, so if I get my question right, I win?
With an absolute upset.
Wait. No. So that was that... Money Junkie's last question total?
Of round three.
Oh, there's
how many rounds is there?
One more round, two more questions.
Damn.
After
okay.
this round.
Okay.
Yeah, more points. Right.
So I'm still in it.
You're still in it.
What's score right now?
You were up 900, and Mitch has 750.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Mitch. Which Minnesota musician is famously known for residing at Paisley Park Compound?
Paisley Park is Prince's compound.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
No. No, you guys laughed. Hold on. Paisley Park. Yeah, Prince. That's my final answer.
Fuck,
you guys fucked me, dude. I was so scared. I was like, what? I couldn't think of another one.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, thank God.
Hitch up by 150.
Wow.
Let's go, okay. Baby.
Hey, Money Junkie. Hey, shout out Prince. That's
shout
crazy.
Out.
I did a little video in front of a Prince mural recently, but shout out Prince. He's a real big influence for Minnesota.
Yeah. Good dude. Good guy. Good guy. All right. Are you ready for the first question of round four? These questions are worth 400 points now.
Yes.
All right. The Honda Big Red ATV, manufactured from 1982 to 1984, is a popular off-road toy known for having how many wheels?
I think I'm gonna go with four.
Nope.
The Honda Big Red's a three-wheeler.
I was gonna say three.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Mitch
dude.
Has got the steel.
Damn.
All right, Mitch, right on to you. What famous rapper was shot dead in Las Vegas in 1996?
Pac. Tupac.
I honestly didn't think you were gonna get that.
I went hard in the paint when the Biggie and Tupac documentary thing came out. What was it called? Like Unsolved or something? There's a Netflix documentary series.
Dude.
I binge watched that motherfucker hard.
It's good.
It paid off.
Yeah.
Dude, look,
knowledge, baby.
All right, Money Junkie. Last question of round four for 400 points. What piece of heavy equipment is used to harvest corn?
Oh, that's kind of an easy question for round four. No?
It is if you grew up in the bumpkins.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's just so second nature to me.
Okay, think big piece of machinery. It's almost got like a comb on the front of it.
Whoa.
It's a tractor.
Kind of. Not really. Is that your final answer? He's close.
It's a corn tractor.
No. It's a combine.
Mitch got the steal.
Combine, baby.
Mitch got the steal. Damn. Okay, I'll give you the full ding. I cut it off there. All right, Mitch, last question for round four. What are the points now? Is Mitch automatically winning right now?
Mitch did win. So I think if Mitch gets this wrong, he loses 1,000 points.
Okay.
Oh, fucking. They like to do this shit to me. Every game we ever do in here, they rig to make sure that I am going to lose.
Let's put the pressure on the man.
Who is known to be hip-hop's most successful producer of all time?
Most successful and producer.
Because this is very broad, I'll give you a hint. It is L.A. He's L.A. based.
Producer.
Yep.
Take your time. I couldn't even like tell you. I only have one guess in my head, and I feel like if I say it and it's wrong, I'm going to look like a dumb fuck.
Dude, trust your instincts, bro.
Diddy. P. Diddy.
I don't even think he was a producer, to be honest.
I thought he was a producer. No?
I don't think so.
Dr. Oh, fuck.
Oh, damn. I'm a fucking idiot, dude.
Okay, does 200 points give him enough to pull? Okay. So it wouldn't matter anyways, but you were going to say.
Dr. Dre.
Damn. That's fucked up, but I didn't know that. Mitch, I think of Dr. Dre as a rapper. I don't think of him as a producer.
He's a producer.
Dude, best producer of all time, man.
I'm now that you say it,
put
obviously.
Put Snoop Dogg on, but, dude.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that he didn't. I'm not denying the fact that he is the greatest producer of all time by any means. I just think of him as a rapper. Hey, whenever I think Dre, I just think of good music, like fair. The songs Dr. that he's Dre on,
beats,
you know?
That's what I think about. When I
oh, yeah, Beats by Dre, too. I always forget about
money,
that. Oh,
Money Junkie, hey, you might not have pulled off the W, but that comeback was something to remember, man. You had a good run in there.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have to do my homework next time.
Well, how do you study for a test like that? Are you gonna start looking up combines and
you gotta get out on the
dairy
farm?
Farms?
I might have to just jump in the field.
Yeah, trial by fire. You gotta get out on the farm and just go hitting with the old boys.
I'm a hands-on learner.
Yeah, heard that. What was some of your music influences growing up? Obviously, well, I guess I'm sure people haven't got the hint by now. It's rapper versus redneck. Money Junkie is a rapper. You're into music. How did you first get into music? Like, what was your influence getting into music?
So getting into music, when I started music, it was like 2018. I'm pretty sure you guys know Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was my main, you know what I'm saying? That was my main inspiration for music. I heard the Institution tape when I was in high school, and I was like, damn, I just got to do something crazy. You know, like, I got to rap. You know, and then after that, I just started rapping, but I was trash at first, like, you know, but.
You remember your first ever song that you ever created, like, do you remember, like, finishing it and being like, damn, this, did you know it was bad then? Or did it take until you got grown, became a better artist and then been like, oh, that is not my best work?
I think in the moment, I was just like, I was just having fun, you know? In the moment, I was just having fun and shit.
Yeah.
And then people were telling me, like, actually, people in school liked it. You know, they were supporting me. I think I was just cool back then, so that's probably why.
Would you put your music on first? What was your
SoundCloud,
dude? SoundCloud. Shout out. That's one thing you were saying. You graduated 2018.
2018, I graduated Spring Lake Park High School, man. Shout out Spring Lake Park.
So I graduated the same year as you in. When we were in high school, SoundCloud was everything, dude. I didn't have anything else besides SoundCloud. That's where I listened to every bit of music.
It was a different age in music where I think it was so fun and like, it's just one of those times you think about and it's like, I wish it was back there, you know?
Dude, absolutely. Like everybody that was older than us used to shit on SoundCloud rappers, but our age, like we're starting to get a little older now. We always had respect for them SoundCloud rappers. That's what we
grew up on. There's dudes that blew up being SoundCloud rappers. Lil Pump's entire career, he started as like a SoundCloud rapper, and he was a super valid artist for a really long time.
Dude,
still is.
Lil Yachty. I love Lil Yachty.
Yeah. I mean, dude, SoundCloud rappers blew up like in that late era of like when we were in high school, because I graduated the year after that. I graduated in 19, so it was like...
SoundCloud changed the game, you know? And it's one of those things that you don't gotta like, but you're gonna respect because it did a lot for the game. A lot of artists that changed the game came out of there.
Dude, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's I know people. I still use it every day to listen to music. I still use it every day.
See, I'm a traitor. I went to Spotify.
I'm a Spotify guy too.
I fucking love Spotify. I feel fucked
up. I'm the only Apple Music guy here.
Apple Music? Yeah. Oh, that's so cringe.
What is it, a battle going on between Spotify and Apple
Music? Spotify people and Apple Music people have beef. If you tell someone you got Apple Music and they're a Spotify guy, they'll talk shit all day. That's
crazy. Yeah, it's a little bit of like a sound war, you know?
I'm still keeping it OG with the SoundCloud.
Is there still a lot of good, like, up-and-coming people on SoundCloud right now?
Man,
I haven't been on it in so long.
I just look up the music I listen to on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
It pops up. So, yeah. And I have a playlist on there. I go lot. I listen to the same songs every day.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
And I will listen to the same song a couple times a day if I'm really fucking with it.
If you put you on with a new song, then I just add it on.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
I do so much driving that I have to get pretty diverse with my music selection. Like, my downloaded songs, I probably have, I couldn't even tell you, probably 3,000 songs total of just like, because it's just like, I do so much. I'm in the car, you know, at least 3-4 hours a day, 3,000 minimum. Songs? Oh, yeah. All of 3,000, I bet. Oh. And yeah, so I just have to like continue to add stuff. Otherwise, it's like if I only had 300 songs, it would just be fucking the same shit every single day, no matter what, 24/7.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I listen to way too much music to like not have just a shit ton of it.
I'm the same way. I've recently just become a big podcast guy because I'm driving all the time. So, you know, listening to some like certain kinds of music, even just like the same genre for a long time, I just get so bored of it.
I do so much driving, my podcast portfolio is getting pretty thick too. I have probably like 10, 15 different podcasts that I listen to often.
Regularly?
Yeah, regularly. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I love
Rogan. Yeah. Rogan's good. I think Bad Friends is like, they've been killing it for the longest time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's one of the best fucking podcasts out there right now.
Oh, dude, I've been a fan of No Jumper. I had a buddy, he turned me onto it in probably like 2016. Right before it got like super popular.
That's when the music underground was going crazy.
Dude, like, he was getting everybody so early. And then it was so fun to go back when a rapper would blow up and be like, holy shit, dude, he was on No Jumper 3 years ago. You know, he didn't even have a name back then.
No Jumper now built its name to the point where if you're on there, you could say you made it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
And that's what's beautiful about the game, you know? Like, you could really take start something from nothing. Build it up to the point where your name is worth a lot, man.
Totally. Totally. Have you done a lot of live performances?
Like into the mic and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I did it. So I have a strategy, you know, when it comes. So every time I drop right now, I'm just dropping singles, single back to back, and I'm promoting the same single for like about the 3 months. Promoting the same single for 3 months. And then, I do a live performance. I actually need to do one for this new single I got. It's called Magic. You know what I'm saying? Money Junkie done turned up in a year. They think I'm doing magic. You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember your first show? Like, did anything crazy happen? Or have you ever had a show where something went horribly wrong?
My first show was like 2022, I believe. It was a Wavestar show. So shout out my Wavestars. That's my team, y'all. Ever heard of Wavestars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my team. You know what I'm saying? We started back in 2019, but we had our show in 2022, and it was crazy. Like, people came out. You know what I'm saying? The energy is always crazy, you know?
Were you nervous, or do you have that charisma that you're just ready to fucking rip?
Nah, I was ready. I was excited. You know what I'm saying? I feel like music is one of those things where it's all energy. You just got to get people to feel you. So my music, it got good energy, so people be feeling that shit.
You know? Dude, I'd be so fucking scared to perform in front of people. I mean, especially like, you know, if the crowd turned against me, man, my anxiety would just be running rampant.
Dude, I get nervous doing karaoke. If I'm not hammered drunk, I will not do karaoke because I'm like, if I fucking look dumb, I just get so scared.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that, but it's one of those things where you just got to fucking do that and don't care about what anybody says and just lock in. Like, nobody's there, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's there, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, dude. So you grew up in Minneapolis. Have you lived in Minneapolis for your whole life then?
Yeah, I grew up in Minneapolis.
What was your childhood like growing up? Did you have a pretty normal childhood? Was there a lot of family, or what was it like
for
you?
So my mom came here from Mexico, and you know, she came here to give us a better life, man.
Damn, so you're first generation US citizen for your family then?
Yeah, first generation.
Oh, damn, dude, that's awesome. Oh, yeah. Was that so growing up, I'm sure that was quite the dynamic. Did your parents speak English when they came to the U.S.?
No, no English. My mom, I got my mom right now, only my mom, but shout out my mom, man. She's a tough one. She came here from Mexico and started working and busting her ass off for me, man. And now I'm getting, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without her, you know, and without God, you know, first and foremost.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think that is something that we should shed more light on, like the immigrant story, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think people really understand what we'd be going through. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be the one to bring attention, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You could really do this and chase your dreams. You know what I'm saying? When I blow up, I want to tell everybody that they could chase their dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing, man.
Also, you can wear badass shirts if you want to wear badass shirts. Hey, like, you're not stuck in one lane.
If you want to, hottest Mexican way, money junkie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so actually, I have a really funny story. My friend, Jose Benavides, shout out, Jose. Yeah. His parents were farmers in North Dakota in this small little farming town that my mom lived in. So when I'd go visit her in the summertime, I'd go hang out with my friend Jose. And he lived in this small little like farming community where it was just like a bunch of people from Mexico just coming up to farm during the summer, and then they'd go back to Mexico in the wintertime. And so he spoke English.
That's like legal
Spanish.
Trapping right there.
Oh, for real.
Legally trapping the corn and stuff. Yeah, dude.
So he spoke Spanish, but his mom, his dad, his uncles, no one else spoke English. So he could speak both. So he like kind of translated everything wherever they went and whatever. When I'd go stay at their house, the first time I ever stayed there. So I went to a private school from like preschool through sixth grade. So I spoke a little bit of Spanish because we had Spanish in every year of preschool through sixth grade. But the Spanish I learned was like very proper white guy Spanish. So like, it was so funny. The first time I ever stayed over at my friend Jose's house, I was like, I was like, oh, I know Spanish. I'll be able to talk to your mom. And he's like, okay, whatever. We're sitting there. I'm like, hola, me llamo es Cody.
So like a translator.
Yeah. And she just like stops. She looks at me. She starts laughing, goes in the other room and like gets his uncles to come back in, and they say something to Jose, and Jose's like, they said, say it again. I said it again, and they're all sitting there laughing at me. I'm like, oh damn, did I say it wrong maybe?
Hey, that's beautiful though, man.
You know, that's the one thing I always forget about, like different languages. Like, I feel like in my head, you know, because I only know English, that we're the only ones who talk in slang. But every you know, different language in the world, they talk in slang too. So like, if you just go up there and talk super like straight, like I just learned this out of a book, like they're going to make fun of you.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because it'd be the same if someone walked up.
Nobody talks
like,
by the book.
If I walked up to you and I was like, oh, hello, my name is Mitchell. You'd be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Is this guy AI? What is going on?
Is he an NPC? Hey,
did they ever feed you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, the food was unbelievable.
The food was I can't stress it so much. Like, my mom is the best cook in the world. You know what I'm saying? When I blow up, I'm open up a restaurant for her. But Mexican food is number one, dog.
Dude, so, like, real authentic Mexican food has some of the craziest, like, flavor combinations of any food I've ever had. So, like, we always had this stuff at my friend Jose's house. It was, like, clear plastic cups frozen with, like, some mango something in it on a stick. And then we put this, like, spicy, salty seasoning on it when you're eating it. Do you know what that's called?
Yeah, basically it's just like a spicy ice cream. Like,
yeah, pretty much. It's like a sweet ice cream, but you like pour this like salty, hot like flavor on it.
It has chamoy, mango.
It's not tahini. If that's
it's
what you're
good.
Thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking it was tahini. That's what I thought.
No, but
saying,
it's like that.
It's like a frozen lollipop. Spicy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, it's but it's spicy. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's good, huh?
But it's like sweet, salty, and spicy all at the same time.
I'm a real salty person. I hate the sweet stuff. Like, I love like Mexican chips and hot stuff. Like,
contrary to my figure, I'm not a big sweets guy either. I know it looks like all I do is eat Reese's, but
salty stuff is where it's
salty
at.
And spicy stuff is
that's where it's at.
What's your favorite Mexican dish that your mom made?
My favorite? You the first one to ask me this, man. Hey. I like that. I like that question. It's called sopes. Basically, it's like a corn tortilla shaped into a little circle with edges around it, and then they put it on the pan, heat it up, put salsa on it, beans, cheese, beef, lime, and salt.
Damn.
And lettuce. It's so
is it
fire.
Baked? Yeah, is it baked? You like bake it and put it on a sheet and then put it in the oven or what?
Like, let's say like on the flat top, just on the
oh,
flat
okay.
top.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, it's fire. Shout out my mom.
I wish I knew how to make good Mexican food because I really like Mexican food, but I hate going out constantly. You know, I wish I could just make everything at home. I like
all you got to really do is go to the Mexican store and just get the Mexican stuff and then go home and cook it.
We don't have a Mexican store in Pine City. I wish we had one.
Damn. We might have an aisle at Walmart or something.
Yeah, y'all gotta find the nearest one.
You gotta come down to Minneapolis and look for the Mexican food store.
Yep. And just get a whole like couple months worth and just go back to Pine City.
Yeah, I have a buddy. He's like the whitest dude that you would ever meet, and he is dating a girl that's Mexican. Her whole family is Mexican, and he'll go to family events there. And he had like if he ate anything, he's a tater tot hot dish kind of eating guy, and he would hang out with her family, and he came to me and he's like, dude. It's fucking crazy. I'm eating shit I've never even heard of before. It's the best food I've ever had. It opened his mind up so much to a whole new variety of food. He's like, I didn't even think I liked Mexican food until I went over there. I was too scared to tell him I didn't, so I tried it and fucking slapped.
Mexican food is a blessing, man. Like,
it is.
Crazy.
Shout out Don Julio's, dude. They blessed us over here. Hey, I
seen that on my way here. It's good.
Really good.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay, really shout out Don Julio's, putting on for La Raza.
Dude, they fuck with us heavy, too. They let us film in there and shit.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's crazy. Raza out in Pine City.
Yep.
Got some people out here.
Yeah, dude, they kill it, too. They got this piña vallerta, and it's like a pineapple cut in half.
It's a drink?
No, it's a plate of food. Oh. Pineapple cut in half. Yeah. Scallops, bacon. Imitation lobster or crab, imitation crab, tilapia, queso.
That sounds fire.
Pineapple chunks mixed in there. So good. It is so good.
I always see it on the menu. I'm always too nervous to order it. It's like, you know, what is it fajitas that comes out? A lot of times they'll come out like super steaming and like making a fucking scene. I'm always too nervous to order it because I don't want to be that guy.
I love a good fajita.
I always see it and I'm like,
too much attention.
Way too much attention to me. I'm like, God, just... a burrito is fine for me.
When you go to a Mexican spot, don't be hesitate about ordering anything. Everything's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Dude, and if you tell them it's your birthday at Don Julio's, everybody comes, claps, sings for you. Yeah. They put a sombrero on you.
We had a prank YouTuber on for an interview a few weeks ago, and we brought him to Don Julio's afterwards, and we told him that it was his birthday, and they put the sombrero on him, and he was dancing in there.
Hey, I'm going to have to go tell him it's my birthday.
Dude, it's a fun experience, man. It sounds like Mitch's nightmare, apparently, if you don't know.
No, I shouldn't even told you that because you guys are fuckers. But,
yeah. He's the fucking evil one, dude.
Cody, I do it to everyone.
Oh, my God.
I do it to everyone that I go there with.
Say, it's his birthday.
Hey, well, we're here for Buddy's birthday, table 4.
Dude, we got to hit Bean Boy with that one time.
Oh, dude, that is my worst nightmare. I like... Or what's the steak? Is it Outback or is it Texas Roadhouse where they put you on the fucking saddle if it's your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, my buddies did that to me at work one time and it wasn't my birthday. I'm like sitting in a saddle and they're all singing for me and I'm like, God, I can't even fucking look at you.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Applebee's is a cool one too where they'll all come up clapping. Happy birthday from Applebee's to you. Yeah, that's a good one. I used to want to go there every year for my birthday when I was a kid.
Oh, fuck, dude. I haven't been to Applebee's.
Is there any Applebee's out here?
No.
There's one.
You gotta drive
the closest
hour.
One, half hour, yeah.
Yeah,
Cambridge
something like that.
Probably a half hour away.
You ever been to a white person food store?
Yeah, Byerly's. Yeah, I've been to Byerly's a couple times. I feel like even damn near Target sometimes.
Yeah, that's a... Oh, yeah. No, Yeah, that is a white person.
It's Tarjay. It's Tarjay.
Don't even fucking start with the Tarjay, dude. Oh, that's funny.
Actually, Target has this cedarwood salmon that you literally just take it out the package and put it on a grill, and the flavor from the cedar board goes into the salmon. It's already like pre-marinated in this package.
It's pretty good.
Just throw it on the grill for like 20 minutes. Dude, it's so good. They have it at Target. Shout out.
Dude, don't get on him for that.
I couldn't take it, dude. It's just earworm, man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Spoken like a guy who's never had a good cedarwood salmon before.
That sounds good.
I haven't, man.
It's fire. Well, Money Junkie, What do you think we wrap this thing up? Well, why don't you shout out your socials? Where can people find you?
Yeah, yeah. Money Junkie Mexico on Instagram. MONEYJUNKIEE in Mexico. Money Junkie Mexico. Follow me on Instagram. They trying to shadow ban me right now. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be good. They always play on my account, bro.
Taking it down.
I hate it, bro. I'm just trying to blow up. They playing with a kid.
You got
to
wear more cowboy hats.
Man, yeah. I gotta do more good stuff.
Heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm still fighting demons, so it's hard.
Heard that. Well, brother, thanks for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, man.
Yeah, it was a hell of a good time.
Hey, man. This one's for the culture, for the raza. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Magic dropping soon. Gracias a Dios. Out now, man. Saying, go stream that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boys at On The Tap. Appreciate y'all. Ooh.